Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, ain't nothing going on, man. I'm excited about this weekend. Tennessee versus Ole Miss, Georgia, Kentucky. And you know what? You notice something, Carl? That's the first time I've ever asked for y'all to intro me with Rocky Top. And the last time probably was in about 2006. But up until then, we haven't earned the right to come out with that. But it's, you know, good times again. Hopefully it sticks in Tennessee.
Well, you know what? They are playing better. There's no doubt. The game tomorrow I am interested in with Ole Miss because I want to see how they respond. Let's start, though, with the Dawgs because it is the big one. Two undefeated teams in the SEC, Chuck. And I want to get your thoughts because one thing Kentucky is doing is they're running the football. And everybody's saying they're not going to be able to run the ball against the Dawgs. Tell me what you see.
Well, number one, I think they have an opportunity. This is the strength of this Kentucky team, which I'm telling you is an understatement. These boys get after it. You know what, Carl? I love their slogan, nose to the grindstone. So that's kind of what they say. That's their mentality. But when you look at this offensive line, let me tell you what you notice. They play with heavy hands. And what that means is when they strike you, they're trying to get their hands inside. Because how it works with O-line, D-line, what the Kentucky offensive line is going to do, they're going to try to get their hands on the breastplate of Jordan Davis. That's the only way you can control him. You know, and when you look at it from that standpoint, like Devontae Wyatt, Trayvon Walker, even Jalen Carter, this Kentucky team is the best team they'll see with being able to drop their hips, put their hands inside. So this is the strength of a Kentucky team, and it is the run. You're correct.
Wish I had had this debrief with Chuck before I picked Georgia to cover that 22. It is Chuck Smith with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline.
Was it 23?
22.
Oh,
22.
Okay.
Locked it in early in the week, 22.
Okay.
We're live here at Twin Peaks, man. So, Chuck, I mean, the logic behind picking Georgia is all the things you said about Kentucky are true, but Georgia's just got so much more depth. They got 11 guys last year, 18 guys this year have got a sack. They're coming from all over the place. They've got, you know, defense in waves. So, in other words, the depth will wear down Kentucky. Kentucky will hang with them for a quarter or a half, and then Georgia will drop the hammer.
Yeah, and you know what? You make a good point. Listen, Georgia's seven players have two or more sacks, which is pretty phenomenal. It shows the kind of depth and the kind of talent they do have, man. But, you know, when you play games like this, the thing about it, when you are such a favorite like Georgia is, there is a lot of pressure on you. You know, really, Kentucky has no pressure. Kentucky is really coming in here playing with house money, Mike. So, to me, it's one of those things that you like, well, literally, Mike, house money. But, you know, to me, Georgia, they have to start fast. And a lot of people are saying Kentucky, no, it's Georgia. Because if Kentucky gets life in this game, it's going to be something else. But I'm going to tell you this, though. People always talk about the advantage you have in SEC stadiums. And people say, oh, I can manage it. Or it's going to be okay. We're going to play loud music at our practices. Unless you've ever been on the field, and let me tell you guys, I have been on that field, and I have heard the noise. There's nothing you can do when you can't hear, when you're talking face mask to face mask. Think about this now. So everybody that's listening, let me give you a real insight of a person who's been there. When you're in Sanford Stadium, when you're in Neyland Stadium, you're in Jordan-Hare at Auburn, when you're face-to-face with your teammate, when you're close enough to smell his breath, you still can't hear him. That's a different kind of advantage. Kentucky is going to come into a firestorm. Like, they think they're ready, but they ain't ready for this smoke.
Boy, it's going to be interesting tomorrow as the Dawgs continue their quest to remain undefeated. Chuck, how much pressure being number one? When you are the number one team and you've got that target on your back now, and that's why I think you're talking about them starting fast because, yeah. You know, everybody's going to say, oh, it's no big deal. But you and I both know that the butterflies are different, right?
The butterflies are hugely different when you're number one. But let me just break down exactly what number one means. Number one means we got fans that haven't won the national championship since 1980. Number two, we got fans that have watched five-star athletes come in here under Mark Richt and now Kirby Smart, and we still ain't finishing number one. Number three, what number one brings you, it makes everybody play that much better. It makes every mistake you make more magnified. It makes players change a little bit too now. I'm going to just be real with you now. They can say what they want. Hey, everybody want to shine. So now, we're number one. Are you doing more NIL deals than I am? I got to do this interview. I got to do this. All the girls right now, the drinks are free downtown Athens. So what I'm saying is, with number one, there's so many little auxiliary things that you never think of that affect number one, that put pressure on you. So there's a lot of pressure when you're number one, but Georgia's a lot more even than football.
Big Chuck Smith with us, and that sounds like Nick Saban's rat poison, which you're referring to, Chuck. Just real quick, while we're talking about the SEC, Saban talking to the media today, and again, you just talked about motivating kids, Chuck, and getting people's heads right. Nick Saban saying, well, I guess people don't look at us as an elite team anymore. So, and we all know that's crap.
You're Alabama.
I know, but that's what Saban put out there. And he gets master motivator, Chuck. Chuck, what is different about Alabama right now? Is it just, I know we always assume they can reload, it's just guys are still learning on the job. Their defense just doesn't look like the usual Alabama defense we've seen before.
They lost the game. Hey, guys, the biggest difference is we're not used to Alabama losing, especially to a former coach under Saban. You know that legendary stat that's been broken. We're not used to anybody beating Bama, let alone a Texas A&M team. What makes it so bad, they look terrible. They were a disaster the week before. So from that standpoint, Alabama's younger. They've had a plethora. I mean, they've had more first-rounders than anyone in the game. So really, Alabama, actually, when you look at people saying what's wrong with Bama, they're really saying what's right with Bama. The expectations are through the roof because they are Bama. So I look at it a little bit differently from that standpoint, Mike, but I do understand. So it's not what's wrong with Bama, it's what's right with Bama. 20 first-rounders. Everybody in the world literally goes into a shell when Bama loses. The media guys can't wait. They couldn't believe it. So that's what's right with Bama. Bama is special, and Bama's still the top program in football, college football. And guess what, y'all? When it comes to the pros, when it comes to the hype, when it comes to the money, when it comes to all that, everybody get in line because there's no one really close except Clemson.
It's Chuck Smith, guys. If you're not familiar with what he did in college, he did play for the University, member of the 1990 SEC championship team. He was the SEC sack leader in 1991.
Amen.
He was first-team All-SEC in 1991 and started in the Sugar and Fiesta Bowls during his time there. So this is the credibility that we're giving you when we talk to Chuck Smith. And, you know, you go to the College Senior Bowl, and he was the defensive MVP, which obviously led him to the NFL. So a great and storied career there. Let's talk about the Vols real quick. You buying what Josh Heupel's doing right now?
Well, you know what? I'm buying with the foundation. I'm not getting, you know, goo-goo gaga over it. But I'll tell you what I am buying, a fan base that right now has something to cheer about. You know, a fan base that, you know, they have a lot of pride. And from my standpoint, I'm big on parity, and I talked about that last week. Whether it's Tennessee, Ole Miss, I'm loving what Texas A&M did. You know, I like seeing parity. I like Clemson has lost two games. I like Bama's down. You know, I like Georgia's up because this has created parity. Now Georgia's number one. I love it. So as Tennessee's concerned, yeah, I'm excited about Coach Heupel. Let me tell you a little bit why real quick, and I'm not going to go real deep into this. He's just like a regular coach. I mean, not all that extra, you know, Champions for Life Foundation stuff, Mike, you know, that used to kill. Mike used to kill Tennessee on that, bro. Used to kill Tennessee.
The trash can.
Ball for luck in the trash can.
The trash can.
Put yeah. Jones in the trash can. They stuffed him in it.
Hey, why is my school the one that took up a garbage can and when you get a big play, you dunk it, man? So, you know.
Now, Chuck, we all go through these moments. Florida State had a turnover knapsack, okay? Everybody has their bad moments with motivating guys on the sideline. It's extreme.
Yeah. You know, I just like seeing a normal coach. We're not eccentric like Lane Kiffin. He's not on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? He's not brick by brick like Butch. You know, he's not like Jeremy, you know, Pruitt, the last guy. He's just a ball coach. And to me, I think Tennessee needed that. All that other stuff, let's just let this guy do his work. We don't need the wrong kind of publicity. Let's just continue to try to build a program and just do it in a quiet way.
Well, Chuck, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, bro. I'm glad we got a chance to chop it up with you with some college football. Chuck will be back Tuesday, guys, as we start preparing for the Dolphins. And we'll start talking more about the NFL as the Falcons come off the bye week. Chuck, have a great weekend. Thanks again, man.
That's right. Go Big Orange and go Dogs.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.